USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As America remembered over 2.5 centuries of fallen heroes yesterday, President Trump was in Maryland taking time to remember those who'd given their lives for the nation.
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free.
Trump speaking at Baltimore's Fort Henry National Monument in Baltimore following an earlier visit to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The Federal Trade Commission says that scammers are bilking Americans out of millions of dollars with coronavirus scams. The commission says there had been 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million worth of losses as of the 21st of May, the average victim losing nearly $500. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A historic week for space missions as NASA and SpaceX are teaming up for a historic manned launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida tomorrow. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says it will mark the first time astronauts have launched from the U.S. since the last space shuttle mission back in 2011.
We have not had a human spaceflight program since that day. But under President Trump, we're making America great again. This is part of his agenda. We're going to launch American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
American astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley are to head to the International Space Station. Meanwhile, Richard Branson's attempt for space exploration got off to a rocky start. Yesterday, Launcher 1, as it's called, was released from the Virgin jumbo jet Cosmic Girl when the rocket malfunctioned and the flight had to be terminated. Virgin Orbit confirming the failure, saying the aircraft carrying the rocket and the flight staff were okay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Puerto Rico continues to fight for U.S. statehood, and Wendy King has the details.
Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez announced she's holding a non-binding referendum in November to decide whether Puerto Rico should become a U.S. state. The move would require approval from Congress, the island's independent supporters, and members of the main opposition Popular Democratic Party supports the status quo. It's a gamble that the governor's pro-statehood party are confident will pay off, that Puerto Rico has struggled to obtain federal funding for Hurricanes Ima and Maria and the coronavirus pandemic. There are now growing complaints that the island doesn't receive fair and equal treatment. Puerto Ricans are still U.S. citizens but can't vote in the presidential elections. And while the island is exempt from U.S. federal income tax, it still pays Social Security and Medicare and local taxes and receives much less federal funding than U.S. states. Statehood would award Puerto Rico 2 senators and 5 representatives, but it's unlikely a Republican-controlled Congress would acknowledge the referendum because Puerto Rico tends to favor Democrats.
With just over a week to go before the official start of hurricane season, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning of a very active season to come. The forecast from the Climate Prediction Center calls for a 60% chance of 13 to 19 named storms, where the normal is just 12. 6 to 10 of those could become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 major hurricanes are forecast. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.